Winter is over on the Spirit Lake Reservation. The brown prairies and hills that have been buried under months of snow are now green. It's the end of April. Puddles of melted snow are now puddles of rainwater, overflowing in the ditches and lowlands. Two families here are anxious to find their loved ones, who went missing in the winter. 21-year-old Gemini Posey disappeared from a home on the Spirit Lake Reservation and was reported missing on January 7, 2024. A few months later, on March 8, 27-year-old Isaac Hunt was reported missing. Hunt is the brother of Posey's boyfriend. The fact that two tribal members have been reported missing in possibly related cases prompted the tribe to declare a state of emergency and to organize and fund an Incident Command System, or an ICS, team made up of tribal employees and local law enforcement teams. The search for Posey and Hunt on April 26th and 27th on the Spirit Lake Reservation saw family members and emergency agencies, community members and outsiders alike, all come together to grid, map, and search several different areas.
Just search like bodies of water, slow areas, tree lines, areas that are really low maintenance.
Your map of where you driven just makes it easier so we can track where we're going here.
Some crews took to drones, others were boots on the ground, searching low-lying areas and tree lines, while others were on horseback, trekking through the rough terrain and mud. In Indian country, when a major crime happens against a member of a federally recognized tribe within the boundaries of a reservation, the FBI will partner with the Bureau of Indian Affairs, or the BIA, and other local law enforcement partners working on the reservation. But as family members of the missing explain, the BIA doesn't always communicate with the family members, other jurisdictions, or with the public in these cases. This has caused additional stress and anxiety for both the Posey and Hunt families, who are already distraught. Posey's family brought forward several tips, but doesn't know if that information led to any leads. They have asked investigators several times, was there a follow-up with the information given? Is anyone a suspect? Where do they search? Should they even keep searching? Are there any leads? They aren't getting any answers. Gemini's sister, Jade Fryer Posey, says it's hard to know where to search when investigators aren't giving out that information.
As far as we know, because it's an ongoing federal investigation, nobody can really speak and tell each other things that are going on. Nobody has really gotten any leads, and I think that's a little bit of a frustration on all of us searchers because we don't really know where to look. If that's the last area she was in, well then we've worked our way out from the apartment in every direction walking. Did she walk? Did she go this way? So we've done all that area like that, and we just keep moving outward and outward, more outward. And I mean, here and there, people, there's always gossip in the community or people saying, yeah, they could be here and they could be there. So of course we go to those areas and look, but it's everything's always came up with really nothing.
Isaac Hunt's family has also run into roadblocks in their investigation. His aunt, Kayla Robertson, feels it's a one-way conversation with no response coming from the BIA.
We're not getting any communication at all. They're trying to say, you can give us information, but we can't give you any information when we found out that's not even true. They should at least be relaying them something, letting them know something, but they ain't letting them know anything.
Natasha Littlewind, a Spirit Lake citizen and close friend of Fryer Posey's, has been at her side every step of the way and on every search for Gemini Posey. She wants answers to what happens when a clue is found. Who do they report to? And which law enforcement agency is going to take that call?
Part of the mix-up is who's in charge, because there's people that will go pick up evidence, they'll take it to Devil's Lake, or they'll see a spot. They'll see a bloody knife or something, you know, something random. They'll take it to Devil's Lake Police because the BIA isn't available to pick it up. Who is in charge? Who really does take over? And are all these different agencies and are all these different people speaking together and putting the puzzle pieces together like we have? Because it's very frustrating. Are they talking to each other? That's what we would like to know as well. Because as far as a sovereign nation goes, we may be a sovereign nation, but we're still in the dark about everything.
Spirit Lake Emergency Management Director Michael Alex has witnessed the stress of the families firsthand, serving as the operations director for the ICS team search. Their team specifically assigned and implemented a public information officer, or PIO, to answer questions from the media or to give updates to the public about the search. But he says the Bureau of Indian Affairs doesn't give updates in these cases, and he says that it's time to change.
I think part of the problem is that the BIA is part of the government, and they're not allowed to give public statements like the FBI would or the Devil's Lake Police Department would. They have a public information officer that addresses the media, and BIA law enforcement doesn't have that person locally. A lot of their investigations, they can't comment to the media, so a lot of it is being ignored. But that's because of the internal mechanisms that we deal with the BIA. You know, if they had somebody that was able to go out to the media and make people aware of what was missing on the reservations, there would be more awareness. Some of it is not being able to change those institutionalized protocols and changing them so that it fits society now. There's a need for change and to change those internal mechanisms so that we are getting information out there.
Buffalo's Fire reached out to the Public Affairs Office at the BIA asking how the agency plans to assist families who are frustrated and feel ignored. The BIA responded in an email saying, "The BIA Missing and Murdered Unit has a dedicated victim services specialist who provides information to the family as quickly as possible, explains the complicated legal process that occurs as a case develops, and brings humanity to cases by working with investigators so they understand what families need throughout the process." Adding that they do have a public information officer at the BIA available to communicate with the general public and media. Buffalo's Fire shared this information with Spirit Lake Emergency Management Director Michael Alex. He was able to confirm that neither his team nor the families of Posey and Hunt were aware of a victim services specialist hotline or that a public information officer was available to them. The BIA estimates there are approximately 4,200 missing and murdered cases that have gone unsolved in the United States. In North Dakota, Native Americans make up nearly half of the state's missing persons database, despite being less than 6% of the state's population. Since the federal government has acknowledged the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous people, several agencies have redoubled their efforts to improve communication, transparency, and cultural responsiveness in MMIP cases. The first was the Not Invisible Act, signed into law in October of 2020. That act gave rise to the Not Invisible Act Commission, a cross-jurisdictional advisory committee composed of law enforcement, the BIA and FBI, tribal leaders, federal partners, service providers, and family members of missing and murdered individuals and survivors. The goal is to develop recommendations for improving how agencies and departments can best work together. That commission released their recommendations late last year. They include beefing up funding, staffing, and training in all areas in order to improve communication, transparency, and tribal relationships. Next, the BIA's Missing and Murdered Unit, established in 2021, has invested in and implemented new technologies and capabilities to assist in finding evidence and closing cases. This includes a victim services specialist who is currently located in Bismarck. The MMU plans to expand in North Dakota by adding more agents and another office in Devil's Lake later this year. Lastly, in July 2023, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced more Justice Department resources for an existing program called the MMIP Regional Outreach Program, an effort that assists in promoting communication, coordination, and collaboration among all jurisdictions and non-governmental partners. But there is still a very long way to go, as Garland said in early May in a proclamation acknowledging Missing and Murdered Indigenous Peoples Day. That acknowledgement included an announcement that the Justice Department will be adding more staff and resources in MMIP cases across Turtle Island.
To help families get the justice and answers they deserve, we are continuing to deepen our efforts through our MMIP Regional Outreach Program. We are also building on the work of FBI's Operation Not Forgotten, which was launched across 10 field offices from July through September of last year. Tribal communities deserve safety and they deserve justice. This day challenges all of us at the Justice Department to recommit our efforts to work as partners with tribal communities in ending this crisis.
While there are so many agencies working together to solve MMIP cases and bring resolve to families, the Posey and Hunt families in Spirit Lake, along with thousands of other families, continue to seek the communication and justice they deserve.
She's still a person. It doesn't matter who they are. They are loved by their family. Isaac deserves answers, and so does Gemini. Both families deserve to know.
If you have any information on the disappearance of Gemini Posey or Isaac Hunt, the Spirit Lake Tribal Council is offering a $5,000 reward. Please call the Fort Totten Police at 701-766-4231. For Buffalo's Fire in Bismarck, I'm Alicia Heglin-Thorpe.